Joined now by Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman. Doug, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Well, the draft is still something we're poring over and probably will for the next several weeks. But as the part of it that I just wanted to get into specifically with you, the two offensive line picks, and we'll start with Mitchell Schwartz, the second rounder from Cal, the offensive tackle who right now looks like the best candidate to start at right tackle for the Browns.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that's got a lot of experience starting and at Cal. Obviously, if you go to Cal, you're going to be a smart kid. And,
yeah.
You know, one of the things that I think, you know, when you drafted Trent Richardson, and then all of a sudden you get these big offensive linemen, you know, and Trent Richardson isn't the tallest guy in the world. And you see a Ray Rice, you know, the way he, you know, kind of squirts out of the line of scrimmage and then, you know, he hits the hole.
Right.
I think, you know, you've got a guy that, you know, has experience starting. He's played left tackle in his career, which means he's going to be a more athletic right tackle than probably most if you're just taking a pure right tackle, a mauler. And, you know, he's a big body. And, you know, this team, I think, needed to get bigger and tougher besides just being faster, you know, and younger.
Yeah, to me, it's impressive that they did go ahead and address that position. I mean, specifically, I know there were a lot of people who wanted to see them do it even sooner than they did it, but I think this was the right place because if you look at it, you get a dynamic player off the bat in Trent Richardson. You address your quarterback, your franchise quarterback, with your other first-round pick. I think the natural next spot to deal with your offensive line was right here and with someone that you believed in. Others might not have had this guy rated as high. In fact, a lot of those draft Nick services that you see around the country didn't. But it didn't matter to Tom Heckert. He and his group identified this guy as a specific player to fill that hole.
Yeah, and I think, you know, sometimes these people that, you know, write the draft magazines, their experience in the NFL is very limited to the point that you know, they're just wannabes. And,
yeah.
You know, Tom Heckert, his track record has been good, borderline great. I mean, he's brought in people that can start. And, you know, when you see something about a guy, you know, it's just not the size and it's, you know, a lot of it is the attitude of the person. Is this a guy that, you know, wants to play? Does he have a passion for the game? Sometimes, you get guys that, you know, they think, you know, once they made it to the NFL, they've made it. And I always tell kids, I says, you know, getting here is the easy part. Staying here is the tough part.
Sure. And, Doug, let's break down what you want to see from a right tackle, especially in today's game. It's described as the mauler position. It's described as the one that is key to the running game because most teams are right-handed when they do run. But what else does it entail, and what are the qualities? And I know we don't know much about Mitchell Schwartz other than what he's done in his collegiate career, that he's big, that he's athletic, that, like you say, he's played a lot of games. He's played in varied blocking schemes at Cal. They used some different schemes, so he's had exposure to all of that. But what are some of the basic things that you're going to be looking for and want to see from this guy when you start seeing him in training camp and going forward?
Well, I think, you know, the trend in the NFL now is to go to spread formations. And when you go to spread formations, that means a lot of time you don't have a tight end on the right side. That means that right tackle has to be athletic enough to be able to block in space. And, you know, there's times where you break in a guy and you always put the tight end on the right side, the right side, the right side to make sure that you help him. Well, if, you know, Schwartz has played the left side, he knows how to play in space. And he's played, you know, on the backside of a quarterback. So his ability to, you know, take a guy one-on-one without, you know, needing to have somebody in the chip or somebody in the help, I think that's what you're looking for. And as far as, you know, the running game, you know, as Blaine Collard said, you know, you got those attitude plays. And Blaine Collard had a great comment about Jim Brown. He says, you know, when you got a running back like that, and I know Jim thinks that Trent is ordinary, but I don't. But, you know, his philosophy was Jim Brown. He says, hey, you get a body on the defensive lineman, and nobody's going to tackle him with one arm. And
right.
I think that's the philosophy you got to have. If you get a big body on somebody, you know, they can't reach out with one arm and bring him down if that body's still on him. And if he's got the feet to play left tackle, he's got the feet to maintain contact with the defensive player.
Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The other O-line pickup, another big guy. In fact, he measures taller than the tackle, but he's supposed to play guard. Ryan Miller from Colorado, they picked him up on the fifth round. This is an interesting guy, Doug, because as we say, he's got the frame of a tackle type of player, yet he's an interior lineman. And when you watch him play, and I've seen him on tape, he looks like a guy who can get enough. He can get low enough, I guess, yeah, to get that leverage, which is not easy for tall guys to do.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that some teams have done. Indianapolis is a classic example. They've gone for the small defensive ends with the idea that they'll win the leverage game because big, tall offensive tackles can't bend their knees. Well, you have the same problem with a nose tackle. Nose tackles, you know, usually are like fire hydrants. And, you know, the bend your knees and maintain leverage, because as soon as you stand tall, you lose your strength. I don't care how big you are. If you're standing up and that guy's underneath you, you're not as strong, you know, as you would like to be. So, you know, this is a guy that's got long arms, too. I mean, and when you've got long arms, you can extend them and, you know, keep people away. And he's a big body. He's played some tackle, too.
Yeah,
I mean, and,
yeah.
You know, when Eric Steinbach was released, all of a sudden you're looking, you know, we got to get a swing tackle in there too. And if this kid can also play that position, then you've really hit a diamond in the rough.
Gives them some versatility. And here's the interesting thing too, because we talked so much about the guard play of the Browns this past season for obvious reasons. After Steinbach's injury, and then you had Jason Pinkston starting at that left guard spot as a rookie, a former college tackle trying to find his way, and it took him every bit of that whole season, that first season, to just start to make some progress, which I think we saw at the end of the year. And then Sean Laval at that other spot, a younger player as well, also trying to feel his way through. So one of the things I guess we look at with Miller is he is what? Maybe he's – well, he's definitely competition for these guys.
And competition is what you're looking for. I mean, if you're going to make your roster stronger, you've got to get competition at the position. And I go back to when the Browns came back in 99, they had Tim Couch, but they had Kevin Johnson as a wide receiver. And Kevin was handed the starting wide receiver position, and he didn't earn it. And all of a sudden, I think, you know, you don't realize what it takes. And it wasn't that, you know, he thought, well, I'm a starting wide receiver, I don't have to get better. Well, you do. And I asked him one day, I said, Kevin, I said, you ever asked Dwight Clark, you know, what Jerry Rice used to do, you know, in practice and stuff, to, you know, to get better? And he says, no, why? And I said, well, the guy's the best wide receiver that's played the game.
That's,
I said,
good.
It might be a good clue.
Might be a good question, yeah.
You know, I think, you know, when you've got somebody that, you know, if you're Pinkston, if you're Laval, and, you know, you know they drafted somebody that plays your position, and, you know, he's got a chance to maybe, you know, work into the lineup, then, you know, everybody gets better. And I think, you know, that competition that they've created is, you know, is really going to be a big plus for the offensive line.
And at the very most, he could emerge as a starter. I mean, we'll see. He's fifth-round pick, but definitely some high expectations. Former high school wrestler, too. He's got a lot of toughness, and the book on him is that he plays with a lot of nasty.
Well, yeah, and when you're playing a guard position, you always got, you know, pretty much somebody, you know, on you real close. So, you know, a wrestler is more of that, where if you get out of tackle, then you want the basketball player that's played defense, because
right,
the footwork is, you know, opening your hips and, you know, playing like, you know, the quarterback is the hoop, and you're trying to keep your body between him and the basket. The concept is the same. And, you know, hey, I've seen guys drafted lower than fifth round that have survived around here in the offensive line for, you know, a while. So, you know, it's the thing is, they've gotten here. Now, you know, what's the upside? Well, you got two big-bodied guys that have a good upside.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And what does this mean, you think, too, for probably the future or the potential of an Eric Steinbach coming back? I guess my sense here is, with the addition of these two players, Mitchell Schwartz and Ryan Miller, it's probably less likely to think that you know, that Eric's going to return.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, and it's a little bit of a shame, because I liked Eric Steinbach.
Of course,
he could have played in our era. I mean, he was
throwback kind of guy.
Throwback, you know, kind of guy. But by the same token, you know, you've got good leadership in the offensive line. You've got a guy like Joe Thomas, and, you know, who's got the great work ethic. And the thing about Joe Thomas, that if these kids, you know, want to learn how to do it, you know, when it comes to technique, nobody has as good as technique as Joe Thomas. I mean, yeah, that's why he's been to the Pro Bowl 5 times in 5 years, because, you know, he is just kind of what you know, what they give the award for, the best technician. And,
sure,
and Joe has won that. And, you know, this is a good environment for these two young kids to be involved in.
And I think George Warhop, too, as an offensive line coach, look what he did with those two young guys last week. Just getting through the season with two rookies at guard was a difficult thing. So he's got a couple of other new guys to teach. And I'd say, like you say, between Joe Thomas and Warhop, these guys are in good hands.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and you throw in Alex Mack. You know, Alex, is no slouch either. And, you know, he's been in the league now about 3 years. And so, you know, the thing is, when you watch players, the amazing thing is a veteran player will help the guy that's playing behind him. And, you know, in most environments, if somebody's, you know, there to maybe take your job, you don't do this. But when you got a guy like, you know, Joe Thomas and Alex Mack, they're willing to share their knowledge because they understand if they can make that guy better, they're making the team better.
Doug, great stuff, and we will catch up with you down the line, my friend.
Okay, sounds good.
He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.